Yeah.
Thank you for coming here, being here. We just like quickly made this happen, so I hope I can help you out today. And you pronounce your name Cleo?
That's it.
Okay, cool. That's what I figured. Okay, so you are looking to bring more money into the salon, and tell me a little bit more about that. I read off your question basically, but tell me a little bit more where your mind is at and where your experience is at, your salon, and all that good stuff. I don't know anything about your business.
Well, I'll tell you about myself first. So my name is
Okay.
Cleo Moore. I'm a stylist and owner of the Glam Experience in Swansea, Illinois. I've been a cosmetologist for 23 years.
Great.
A salon owner since 2017. So I kind of know what the ups and downs are entrepreneurship. We get in our seasons where it's kind of like a down season. So I was just wondering, like, during those down seasons, what is a good way to bring more income into the salon and to also attract people to come and book like your other employees at the salon as well?
That's a great question. And funny that you should say that. Inside my paid programs, we literally just talked about this with Rebecca. So let me first ask you, well, two things. I'm going to just make a statement, then I'm going to ask you a question. In my strong opinion, I created a whole program about it. We own the business. We should decide when we have slow time. So there's that. When you're an employee, you don't really have those, you don't have control of it. But if you're a business owner, and you are marketing consistently, even when you're busy, your books should not go like this. They should be consistent and they should be filled up. And the only time you have time off of work is when you decide you want a vacation, you take a time off, you know, whatever the deal is. So that's my, you know, big picture thing. So how do you market your business, or what have you been doing? What's been working? What's been not working? What are your thoughts around this idea or this concept? Or are you like, wait a minute, what are you talking about? I don't believe you. So tell me if anything convinced you more, or tell me what your thoughts are with that statement.
With me, honestly, like I said, I've been here 23 years. So 23 years ago, there was no Instagram, there was no Facebook, no TikTok. It was just pretty much work. So being a stylist has been in the industry so long, coming into this social media wave, it's kind of new to me. It's like you have to book and you have to book and book and I mean, post and post and post and post. And it's okay sometimes, but I'm busy. So a lot of times I don't have time. So something I just decided to do, like literally today, was to hire someone to help me with content because I struggle with that.
Great. What do you struggle with specifically? Like, is it ideas? Is it the time? Is it that you don't want to be the face to face? Like, what can you tell me? Can you pinpoint that?
For me, it's definitely time, and I just feel like it's not my lane. Like, I'm a hairstylist, like, I'm not a content creator, you know what I mean? And I'm starting to realize that when you're trying to build your brand, that you need help. You can't build a brand by yourself. And I'm starting to realize that after so many years. But yeah, I think it's kind of time for me I was going to ask you, what do you think about that? Like finding outside help to help with, promoting and just building your brand.
Love it. I love everything about this.
Okay.
So think about this first. What got you here in your business won't get you there. Whatever has gotten you, six, 5 years of your own business, 20 some years as a stylist, is not going to get you to where you want to be next. So you're here on this call because you want to get, you want to grow your business, you want to make more income, you want to expand your team. So there's that. So anytime you're tripped up, I'll say this is you just being tripped up in your mind. I don't know you that well, but I'm just saying from coaching so many other people and hearing this over and over again, the exact same thing. The idea is what got you to this point in your business, something needs to change. You're here because something needs to change. So if you could just, anytime you get tripped up and you're like, I don't want to post on social media, I don't have time to post on social media. Before I used to get clients, blah, 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 this way. And just keep putting your mind, what got me here won't get me there. Anytime you're changing and growing your business in any direction, you're going to get tripped up. You're going to say, so just remember that. So if you want to grow and change, just remember that in your own mind. Aaron say yes. So other people are agreeing. Okay. So does that first of all settle in, or make you feel a little bit differently about come to the last 3 minutes ago before you came live?
It really does. It's just like I said, it's just so much that
Well,
we
so
now,
okay. Great. So let's address the second part. So the first part is what got me here won't get me there. I need to change if I want my business to change, if I want to grow, if I want to pivot, whatnot. if I want to work more or less and make more. So now it doesn't have to be that hard either, because if you have, I just recorded a podcast about this right before I came on this live, so you can listen to it afterwards, but I'm going to go off the top of my head. This is the thing. You only need to reach out to, let's say, a couple clients per week, or you can just write it in your notes. Hey, I want to take a few before and after pictures. I got 20 clients in my books this week. I want to pick 2 clients that I'm going to take before and after pictures on. So you can write it next to Stephanie Smith at 4 p.m. on Wednesday, take before and after pictures. In addition, you can reach out to them and say, hey, I know we're changing up your look. I know, you know, whatever, we're adding extensions. We're doing, you're changing your color, whatever it is. Do you mind if I take up a few before and after pictures? So it helps you hold yourself accountable, helps you start thinking about what you're going to do. And also it gets them excited and they come prepared. They put a little makeup on, they have a cute top on. I like to give my clients a heads up. So I'm just saying, just pick 2 people that for this week, if you have all these clients and you're slammed, pick 2 people. Do you think that that's a doable first step?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Writing it down and or reaching out to them. Does that sound like something that's easy and you're comfortable with?
Yeah, and that's definitely different for me, because usually I'll do it when they come. So to do it ahead of time, that does make sense. It's like give you time to content.
You help hold yourself accountable because they're going to be expecting it. I've had it before where I reach out to clients and can I do before and after? And they're like, oh, you ready to take the before picture? I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. I did this 20-minute consultation. So they help remind you too. So that's a good thing. So there's that. And then, okay. And the other thing is when you take pictures, it's smart, you know, natural to think a before and after. I want you to do 2 things. Take a before, a during, and an after. So before is however you want to do it, the side of their head, the front of their head, whatnot. The back and the after is the back, you know, whatever. But I want you to record the process. So still pics of the foils in her hair. If a friend is there or if she brought her honey with, ask him to take a couple still pics of you doing the hair, with the shampooing of the hair. I don't care what it is, the during. In addition to doing before, during, and after, people want to see the process. The other thing you're going to do is the same client, again, this is only going to take like a minute. You're going to take 10-second video on your phone. A 10-second video before, 10-second video during, while she's processing, shampooing, while you're doing it, someone's doing video, and after. Then you can create a reels, a 30-second reels, the before, the during, the after. Put that on your Instagram, repurpose it to Facebook the next day. And a few weeks later, so the one time you're going to use the actual video, you're going to go on Instagram, make the reels, put it on Instagram, the next day put it on Facebook. A couple weeks later, or 2 weeks later, you're going to do the still pics. You're going to change up the verbiage. So it's the same client, it's the same process. One way you're talking about how you cut her hair with the razor, the feather razor. And the other way you're going to talk about how you really think tape and extensions are the way to go. Or what you're going to say, this is a brand new client and I love working with her because blah, 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 blah. Or this is the client I've had for a really long time and these are the different ways we switch up her hair. So it's one client, you're creating 2 different types, you're being effective and efficient with the way when you're recording the content via video and still pics, and then you're using that content on Instagram and Facebook. I'm throwing those platforms out there. I don't care what you're on. And then you're going to repurpose it a couple weeks in a row.
Sounds good.
That's just a couple minutes of your time, and all you have to do is plan in advance and look at your clients in advance for the week and pick 2 clients. Start that way, you get on the roll of things. So back to the question you asked, should I hire someone to help me create this content? You can, but I don't think you need to yet. Unless you are regularly posting and you're like overwhelmed, but then that's a whole other topic. If you're not posting at all, first you just got to get your mindset around what got me here won't get me there. Then you got to set yourself up to be accountable by asking in advance the clients to record the content. Then record the content. Get in that flow. You're not going to need someone yet. Or maybe ever. And also when you're creating content, it needs to come from your mind and your heart, however it felt. If you're hiring someone to do that for you, you're going to be telling them all the information and they're going to be creating it. And at that point, you must just create it yourself.
Yeah, that's true.
What I would rather you do is, since you're that busy to expand your team, is to get an assistant, maybe to get another stylist that you can send some of your work to that you get a kickback of, or that's a chair renter. So that income, that's you making money and taking some off your plate. And then you manage your social media content. I think as soon as you get out of your mind that this is not what I used to be word of mouth, because I've been a stylist for 26 years. So I get it. Social media was not a thing. Even when I started my own company 12 years ago, I wasn't doing anything then. But it's important now, and it's the way to go. And the thing is, you know, that's a way to work smarter, not harder. And I don't have to tell anyone that. People come to me, like for you, for example, like, what, you know, how do I expand? How do I grow? Online, being online, having an online presence is one way. The other great thing about showing up online is your creativity doesn't need to be stifled behind the chair. You are creative outside of that. I mean, you're so cute, your lips, your glasses, and your hat. This creativity could be shown online while you're sitting on your couch on a Monday afternoon when you're not taking clients for 2 hours every week. You take that creativity, that of the way you process, like cutting that client's hair or doing that color, doing that updo, whatever it is that you do, and you get market, take that creativity and get it out online. It takes your creativity and expands it, and then also helps you create more income in your chair.
Wow. Okay. That's good.
Aaron's referencing time blocking. What time blocking is this is kind of talking about. I'll just briefly explain it, because so many stylists have said they're overwhelmed, they're busy, that, you know, they, whatever the reason, whether it's personal life and they don't have much for business, or they're doing business stuff, enough time for personal life. But for you, you're busy. So it doesn't matter what you're busy with. Okay. You're busy with clients and you don't have time for social. You feel you don't have time. Just look at your schedule for the week. Like on Sundays, I do this. I look at my schedule for the week. I make a list. I look at my calendar and I put in everything, all my personal things that are important, all my business things that are important. So if I have to prepare for a class like this class or in my paid programs, I set aside an hour or two on certain days to prepare for it. So if I'm going to create a social media post, I set aside time. So when you're doing that thing, you put it in your schedule. Let's say it's from 8 to 10 a.m. every Monday. You're creating content for your social media for the week. Set a timer. You only do that one thing at that time. You're not answering a text. You're not kissing the dog. You're not doing your makeup. You're not doing anything else. You're just doing that one thing. That's what Aaron's referencing, the time blocking. That's such a game changer, because we're creatives. We got all these things in our mind. And the thing is, we want to grow. We want to pivot. The great thing is, when you get your online presence a certain way, let's say you decide you want to start doing extensions. You can start talking about extensions as you pivot your business, and people can see like, oh, she's doing extensions now.
Yeah.
So that's a great way. So all the weight reasons that are not all, a few of the reasons why I believe that creating content online and making it a priority and having it come from your mind and your heart and your experience is so important.
That's true. That's good. That's really good.
How does it, what are you thinking of? Jen's saying time block has been a lifesaver. These ladies were at my masterclass back in January. So that's where they're getting the time blocking exercise from.
And that's what it is. It's the time, not knowing when to schedule what. Because like you said, we creators, my mind is all over the place. Like I can't hardly sleep at night because I'm thinking of ideas and thinking of ways to do, you know what I mean? It's just like, it's just crazy. So even just you just saying about take a day, hours, the 2 hours a day, and just plan your stuff for the week. That's so simple, right?
So simple.
But I never even thought to do that. So right. That be a lot.
Yes. Just
that, like when on Sunday and Monday, I could be doing content for the week.
And also remember this too, you know, and I'm very, people that come through my programs, I want them to have work-life balance. I'm not teaching you how to work like a crazy person and never have downtime to, like, you know, go get a massage or go for a walk or go for dinner with your friends. So you're looking at the week ahead of time on Sunday. I do it on Sundays, but you can do it any day you want. You could do it Monday, you could do it the week before, but you're looking at the week and what are the things that are personal that are important to you? I'm not saying you have to say it, but like going to get your nails done. You know, going to, you know, take an updo class, you know, emailing clients back. Even that, even connecting with clients, like answering texts and emails, that's two times a day for 10 minutes. It's not every time a response comes in, because then you're stuck to your phone. And it's so easy. You have all these clients. I'm sure you have so many clients. You're so good. They expect you to respond because you always do. But that's not a healthy way for you to have your brain right and be present with the client in your chair. And I know you love what you do. So that's the other thing. Like if we could get organized when like a couple, like could be three times a day, you respond to texts and emails from clients, you know, unless it's an emergency and a client really needs a thing or something you have to get prepared for the next day or later that day. But for the most part, like I strongly suggest for all of us creatives to put it in our schedule when we're doing what, and it gives you so much freedom to flow with that. And it might even be working out. It might be, you know, going to the doctor. It might be that stuff too. That's not necessarily as fun, but it's just you in the moment doing that thing.
Yeah. Oh my God. Like you just solved my whole,
all your problems.
You fixed my life.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Oh my God.
So, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, I really needed this today because when you're trying to run a business and build a brand, I have a husband, I have five children. Like, it's a lot.
Wow.
So, it's so hard to find time. I just need some organization. Like, I have it. It's just about putting it where it belongs. That's a game.
Yes.
Like,
Yes.
something that simple. Like, it just made so much sense. So, that's something I'm definitely going to start ASAP. I'm going
Great.
start doing that because I love what I do.
Of
I
course.
love it so much. And I'm also learning to step out of my shell. I'm definitely in a shell. So I'm learning to just grow from behind the chair. You know, I don't have to be behind the chair all the time. Like, I'm trying to get from behind the chair and do, things like this, like other things, and learn because I love to learn. Love to learn. So
Yes.
all good.
Yes. Like Aaron's saying, share that love, girl. That's so true. We have more. I try to give permission to anybody who either comes to my master classes and ask me anything, my programs. We have the creativity aside from being behind the chair. I promise you, you have so much more creativity in you that will feel great to be expressed via Facebook or TikTok or IG Reels. And you have all the clients. I teach this I strategy also for people who have 5 clients or 10 clients. You probably have a lot more than that. You have so much to work with. Now it's just a matter of you organizing your time and your day and your week and setting yourself up to win and holding yourself accountable. It's not that hard. And I feel like you'll probably have a lot of fun with it once you start getting the flow. And then your clients are going to be like, whoa, I love that color. And then it's going to just blow up from there. But just start simple. So I always like to have, when I'm coaching people, to give me some accountability. So tell me when you're either going to, one, time block and set up your schedule to do the things that are important, and or two, start reaching out to or have set aside, written down somehow, 2 clients per week that you can actually start creating videos and pictures and stuff with. So one of the two or both, you tell me when you can do it. And listen, you're just putting it out there. No one's gonna, I'm not gonna say anything. I'll probably send you a message to follow up, but other than that, like, it's
No,
okay.
but immediately. I
Okay.
mean, nothing hard. Like, when we get off of this call, I can just go lay across my bed,
Great.
2 clients out of my book. Hey, we're going to do a before and after review. Because I do transformations like every week. Like, somebody's
Yes.
always getting a big chop or getting some kind of new look. So it's like, hey, we're going to do this, wear something cute, put on your cute. Come on. Because a
Yep.
lot of times I do that. People are like, oh my God, I don't have my lipstick on. I'm like, well, go put it on, but
Yeah.
this way, there we're all prepared.
Right. And I feel like the best part is it was you're being considerate. You're asking them in advance. So I like to do that. Again, they want to look cute. Or if my clients sometimes say, you know what, I didn't get my makeup on, I'll just do the back or the side. It doesn't have to be your face. I don't care. Or maybe I'll just have that be on my Instagram stories or my Facebook stories as a video. I don't make it a whole, edited Instagram reels or TikTok video. But it just helps you us hold ourselves accountable. So cool. So this week, you're right after we get this call, you're gonna set up your time to get yourself more organized for the week, personal and professional stuff, whatever that is. And then you're also going to reach out to 2 clients and say, hey, can I do before and after? And you're actually gonna record the videos or the pics. All that's gonna happen this week is what you're saying.
Want to do it.
Okay, can you do me a favor?
Sure.
Will you come back to this video? I'm going to share this on the in the group as soon as we get off. Come back in this video and comment. Do a screenshot, say I did it, like let us know that you're doing it so it's all organized in one spot, and then again we can cheer you on. This helps hold you accountable. So by next week we should be hearing some feedback from you if you don't mind coming back in this thread in this video.
I don't mind.
Okay, great. Yay. It's so nice to meet you.
You
You keep rocking on, and I can't wait to see what happens in the next week for you, how this starts and unfolding.
Thank you so much.
Okay, have a great night.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Yay, that was so fun. Okay, friends, I am signing off. I am 5 minutes short. I kicked my fiance out of the house nicely. And my baby, they're out on a date while I do my coaching training calls on Mondays. So I'm going to get back to it. And anyway, I hope you guys have a great night. I hope this really helped you out. And let me know if you'd like to be featured in my Ask Me Anything. I love helping other stylists out and small business owners, people that aren't stylists, you are welcome too. And I will see you soon. Bye, Erin. Thanks for saying bye, Mom. I'm a new mom. Bye, friends. Well, hey there, my friend. You're listening to the Gina Scalpone podcast, a podcast for entrepreneurs in all businesses to support a life and a business that you love. And this is your host, Gina Scalpone. I'm hopping in here real quick to record this podcast episode. Typically, I have a lot of notes in front of me, and I have my iPad that I'm reading off my notes from, or at least the bullet points. Well, today I have a scrappy pad of paper that we record my newborn daughter, who's 11 weeks old at the time of this recording, her feedings every day. Because my iPad is in the other room, my daughter is sleeping in that room, and it actually is probably dead because I haven't charged it in days, and I don't want to go in the room and disrupt her from her little nap. So I jotted down three quick things that I want to share on this podcast episode. This is me being scrappy. This is me showing up. This is me trying to make it work while running a business, having a personal life, and working and getting used to a newborn baby. So these are the three things that I want to share with you today on the podcast, where they are mindset thoughts, hacks, tricks that are parallel to being a new mom and running a business. So I wanted to share that with you today, and I hope this inspires you and helps you out. I want to give you a little behind the scenes of my personal life and my brain. So if you're ready, I'm going to get started. There's three things that I find parallel right now being a new mom, again, with an 11-week-old baby girl, and my business. So the first thing I want to talk about is imposter syndrome. Imposter syndrome, if you don't know what it is, it's when you are doing something and you feel like you're not good enough to be doing it. So there's a fancier definition. If you want to Google it, you can. But basically, let me explain where it showed up in my personal life and how it reminded me of when I used to have these thoughts in my business life. So I would say it was about six weeks ago. So my daughter was, let's say, 6-7 weeks old at the time. And I was sitting on the bed watching one of my shows. I was just cuddling with her in the bedroom and just having cuddle time. I had my show on. I think I just got through feeding her. And I started thinking to myself, and I started having some tears in my eyes, and I started getting upset. And my fiance came in the room. He's like, "Babe, why are you crying? What's wrong?" And I looked at this little bundle of joy, this little perfect little soul with her perfect little eyes and her perfect little hands, her perfect little face. And I thought to myself, I'm not good enough to be her mom. Or am I good enough to be her mom? Oh my goodness, I just got overwhelmed with emotion. And he said to me, "Of course you are. She's the perfect baby. She's our baby. You're a perfect mommy for her." And so I kind of regrouped about an hour later, and I like shook it off, and I thought to myself, wow, I haven't had those thoughts in a long time. But it reminded me of when I pivoted my business in the past. More recently, in the last 3 or 4 years, when I pivoted my business and I decided I wanted to teach what I know and bundle it in an online program and share that with the world, which is my course, Glamorous Academy. It's a 9-week group implementation program. I thought to myself then, am I good enough? Who's going to want to learn from me? I don't know enough about teaching running a business and teaching others. So that whole imposter syndrome idea came up again recently to me in my mind. And I thought that was an interesting parallel between being a new mom and being a business owner. Now, the second thing is, I was having, I'll call it a rough day, not that long ago. I think it was a couple weeks ago with my baby. She was kind of crying and kind of squirrely, and it turns out she had some gas. And I was like, why is she upset? Why is she crying? She's just such a good little girl, but when she gets upset, that means she's not feeling good. She's crying. It makes me so upset. So I was just having a rough, I'll call it a day. And I thought to myself, tomorrow's a new day. This too shall pass. So that was something personal that was going on with my little daughter as being a new mom. I was trying to figure out why she was crying. It turns out she had gas, and I had to hold her a different way, and then she was able to burp and, you know, get her gas out, and she felt better. But I've had those thoughts, you know, recently with my business. Like, things are just not going the way that I want them to go. Why is everything not going the right way? Why is it a messy day? Why am I dropping the ball? Why is this client not happy? Why did this training not work out the way I wanted to? But I reminded myself then, and I reminded myself just recently, this too shall pass. Tomorrow's a new day, and we get a clean slate to start from. So that's the second way that being a new mom was mindset thoughts that are parallel with my business. And the third thing is prioritizing my priorities. So I'm pretty good. I'm pretty efficient at that in general,
But throw a brand new baby in the mix that is demanding and needs your attention often, everything else goes out the window. So for example, I used to have a tidy house. I'd clean up my house every single day, making the bed, getting the kitchen organized, all that good stuff. Now that stuff doesn't happen unless somebody's coming over. So that's one way I prioritize my priorities. Yes, I could clean the house. For example, my little daughter's been taking a nap for the last 2 hours, which actually she doesn't nap that much. So I'm really trying to take advantage of this time that I have while she's sleeping. So I could make the bed, I could do the dishes, or I could record a podcast episode. I could get some content set up for my business. I could respond to a bunch of DMs. So I just look at my day. I even look at not only my day, before it used to be bigger picture. Now it's like, okay, I have an hour. Do I want to take a shower and do the dishes, or do I want to record a podcast and create some content for my Instagram? So that's the way I look at it now. The priorities are uber, uber laser focused. So those are the three things that have been happening in my personal life that are parallel to running a business. The imposter syndrome mindset, tomorrow's a new day mindset, and prioritizing my priorities. So my friend, has this podcast episode resonated with you at all? Will you let me know? Can you come on over to my Facebook account or my Instagram account? Just search Glam Harris and let me know. Hey, I can relate to 1, 2, or 3. I've been there. I've done that. Let me know. I'm a new mom, so I'm learning. But I thought it was very interesting having these parallels with my brain and my mindset on new mom versus running a business. I hope this podcast episode inspired you. And I'm heading off now because I think I hear my daughter crying in the background. Talk to you soon, friend. Thanks for listening. Mwah.